Hello and welcome to my podcast, The Content Scoop. I am your host, Bindu. Today, I'll be discussing 7 tips to write article for your website. Keep your target audience in mind. It may seem obvious, yet many authors, without first considering who they are attempting to reach, start writing. Before you start writing, ask yourself the following questions. Who is my key target market? What is the best way for them to locate my website on the internet? Let's imagine you are putting out a coaching website or an online portfolio. Existing customers may be your primary target audience, and also your content must be easily accessible and interesting. Number 2, write short sentences. Emphasize the use of nouns and verbs. Adverbs and adjectives should be used. If you are not sure how to evaluate your own writing, utilize an online readability tool to see how your text read. Number 1, the readability tool, and the number 2 is readability calculator. By using these tools, you can improve your readability score and improve your writing skills. So in this way, by using these tools, you can literally improve your writing skills. Number 3, use active voice. Use active voice instead of passive voice, as it is more direct. Speaking directly to the audience engages the audience more. Example, Ram painted the house is the example of active voice, and the house is painted by Ram is the example of passive voice. But here we can see, although both the sentences are same, but active voice is more engaging for the audience. So always use active voice. Number 4, use bullet text and white space. Use bulleted or numerical list instead of text heavy paragraphs. Organize content into designated tabs rather than one continuous page of text. White space should always be included. This is the white space on your web page that surrounds words, photos, and other components. Though it may appear to be a waste of space, it is a web designer's best friend. Text is more legible and fun to write when there is enough white space around it. Number 6, add hyperlink. Internal links within your own site can also improve your SEO. But remember that links should always be relevant and helpful. People won't know what to click on if you overload your text with links. Google advises that the number of hyperlinks on a page be kept to a reasonable quantity. Number 7, ask your audience to take action, that is, call to action. This method encourages readers to share your material with their friends and family, and also direct them to other places of your website. Call to action must be short, with action verbs like download, share, join, sign up, etc. at the beginning. And of course, make sure to include a link that allows readers to complete the action you are requesting. That's it for today. For more tips and tricks, stay tuned with me on Spotify or wherever you listen to the podcast.